This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Feature of the Week this week is about radio. And not the kind of radio that we're talking about right now, but the amateur radio club we have here in Half Moon Bay. I'm Cindy Menzel, and I have the pleasure of talking with Neil Panton. And Neil, I see on your website you have sc4arc.org for your website. First, tell us what SC4 means, and what kind of radios are we talking about?
Okay. Thank you, Cindy. It's nice to be here. We are SC4 Amateur Radio Club. We're actually located more on the South Coast, which is the SC4, stands for Lomamar Ham Radio and repeater systems that allow us to communicate over long distances, provide communications in emergencies, or just for fun in those neighborhoods, especially those that are largely cut off by communications, landlines, and cell phones don't often work in those areas.
You have two areas, the fun stuff, which of course I want to go there first, and then the emergency stuff, which is where we'll spend most of our time. But so tell me what some of the fun stuff the SC4 radio group does.
Well, we kind of emphasize having fun while we're training. So we hold training sessions. We participate in order to learn how to use your radio more efficiently, communicate efficiently, and also participate in events like bicycle races. We can provide communications for them. And Dream Machines, we're always involved in that every year. Half Moon Bay Marathon when it was happening. Any of those sorts of events are both fun and good training. We also just recently participated in the National Field Day, which is an opportunity for people to set up their radios in a very short period of time and antennas and make contacts with amateur radio operators all around the country and outside.
So if I want to get involved in this, or do I have to have a radio equipment to be able to participate in this?
Mostly you need to have your own. There's lots of equipment available. It's part of our club, but you do need a license. So the FCC has an exam, and we offer licensing classes.
Oh, good.
And we also offer, in conjunction with Half Moon Bay Amateur Radio Club, exams here on the coastside. So you can take classes and take your exams right here locally.
Well, that's excellent. Okay, so talk to us a little bit about the emergency. Like, if something happens here on the coastside, you said there's people who, if they have no communication available, what kicks you guys into gear? What do you do in an emergency?
In an emergency, we are activated by our served agency, which is the La Honda Fire Brigade. The fire chief will give a call to our emergency coordinator and ask that any available operators report in. And if you're available, we always take care of our families and property first. But if we're available to help, we may go to the fire brigade itself and set up radios and operate from there to provide communications, or we may go remote to some areas. We have 5 mobile stations available to us. Some of them are pre-deployed. In other words, they're already in areas that we know we would like to have communications, like Lomamar and Middleton Tract and Pescadero. So we don't have to haul all the equipment out there. It's already there. But those stations, we have operators that are trained to set them up and start operating, providing communications very, very quickly. We'll stay there as long as we're needed until the situation is resolved. It's not just communications. Sometimes it's just providing good information to people. They have questions. They would like to know reliable information, and they want it to come from a trusted source. So we try to train in all of those things and provide that type of communications to the various communities.
How many people are in your club, and what are the different jobs or types of volunteerism that you have, the duties in the club, for example?
Well, we're a 501c3 nonprofit, so we have a board, but we have 9 members of the board. There's over 50 members in the club, and they participate as they like. We have a regular monthly club meeting. We have a Monday night, what they call a net, where you check in with your radio. There's a net control operator who says, please check in to the net. We operate under a net when we are activated, so it's good practice to understand how there's one person in charge. Everybody talks to that person.
Ah.
And if there's 2 or 3 or 4 people who want to talk, you will tell them to stand by. And then you take them one at a time in the priority and take care of the communications.
So it's the practicing staying in your lane, in this case, staying in your own net, so to speak.
Very much so. And it's really important when we are activated, because when we're working with first responders and other groups, they need to know that we know how to stay in our lane.
So, and do each of the folks on the radio, and this is me not knowing anything, do you all have names like Go Boy or...
Yes.
Are they fun names?
They are not necessarily fun names, but we all have a call sign. We have to get our FCC license. So, for example, I'm Whiskey 6 Victor Golf, W6VG. So we normally identify by that call sign. When we're activated, we have what's called a tactical. So it may represent the area or the building that we're in. For example, when I was helping with this last bicycle race, I was San Gregorio. Because I was Stage Road. I was San Gregorio. On Stage Road, we had a Pomponio.
So you mentioned something about a repeater, and tell me what that is, and what does that mean for those of us who are not in the ham radio business here?
Okay. Repeater does somewhat what it sounds like it does. It takes what you put into it, and it repeats it. Most people are familiar with walkie-talkies that mm-hmm. you get, and you can talk over fairly short distances. That's just line of sight. That's what we call a direct transmission. So we're okay. just going direct. But if there's a mountain between you and that other person,
okay.
they're not going to hear you. So we put what's called a repeater on top of the mountain. So one person talks to the mountain. The mountain repeats your
message
yeah. to the other person, and it allows you to communicate over very, very long distances.
So as one of my volunteer activities, I may be acting as a repeater going up to the mountain, or do you have it up there all the time? Stationary?
It's stationary. It's up there all the time. There are temporary type repeaters that you can put up, but normally when you refer to a repeater, it's a fixed installation, and it's up somewhere high and with probably 50 or 100 watts behind it, something that's pretty beefy so that the signal can carry.
Okay. You also mentioned something about you're doing outreach for underserved communities, and I think we probably touched about it a little bit. But I presume the underserved communities are those like up in the mountains who have no cell phone service, no nothing. Is that what you're talking about? And can you talk about that a little bit more, please?
Sure. Well, there's different types of communities that are in need of communications. Some of them don't have internet connectivity. They may not have cell phones. They may be in areas where our radio signals don't get from the repeater. There's hills, a lot of hills and dales and pockets, and something we sometimes call zombie zones, where you just can't get a signal in there from the radio. And so it's important to try to find out what those areas are and see if we can improve our systems so that people who are in those canyons and valleys or are in communities that may be cut off from communications due to power outages or road closures or flooding, any of those sorts of things that might come up to prevent people from getting good information, we want to constantly improve our systems so that we're able to reach them.
And you encourage some of the folks who live in those canyons and those underserved areas to get involved and at least get a radio or have some of that access so they contact you?
We do that sort of outreach. We have information booths not only at Field Day just recently, but also at La Honda Fair and Pescador Arts and Fun Festival. Anywhere we can have some sort of public presence, we'll encourage people to get a license. But I'll tell you, the most effective way of getting people people interested is, unfortunately, when something happens and they are cut off and they realize, I don't have any way to communicate in or out. I can't get good information and I can't get my needs out to somebody. So that's when we see a spike in people that are interested in getting their ham radio licenses.
I would bet. And if you're interested in getting your ham radio license, again, you've got the SC4, that's a number 4, SC4ARC, which is ARC.org. And that's what we're talking about is the ham radio licensing and everything that needs to that you need to know about that. So, Neil Panton, thank you very much for your time. This is Cindy Menzel for this feature of the week.
An interview with Neil Panton, head of the SC4 South Coast Ham Group. We should point out that in case of major emergencies, this station would rely on important information provided by this group of local ham operators to better inform coastsiders of critical unfolding events. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. What was life like on the coastside in 1992? No reason to wonder, because we are going back to that year courtesy of the KHMB Time Machine and host Cameron Palmer. Stand by for transport. It all begins in seconds on your one and only hometown community station, 100.9 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
The HEAL Project is getting ready to celebrate our 20th anniversary of delivering hands-on, garden-based education for Coastside kids. Thanks to the generous support of the Coastside community, we served over 4,000 students last school year. This holiday season, we are raising funds to support equitable access to our programs for all schools. We hope you'll consider joining us in making a donation to our fundraising drive to ensure that these unique, impactful learning opportunities are available for the students who need them the most. A $20 donation provides cooking ingredients for one garden lesson. A $50 donation provides potting soil for one semester of garden class. $100 provides supplies for 1 week of summer camp. And a $1,000 donation would pay for a field trip to the farm for an entire class. To learn more about our mission and programs, or to make a donation, please visit us online at thehealproject.org.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1992.
We are turning the dials on the KHMB Time Machine back 32 years to 1992. These are the stories and events now taking place. Checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review.
BFI may pay $1 million for creek damage. Could have been fined as much as $15 million. A settlement totaling more than $1 million has been reached in principle between the state and Browning Ferris Industries for damages caused to two local creeks after two of the BFI dams broke. Beach party turns violent. Over 1,500 people converge on the coast. Between 1,500 and 3,000 college students descended upon Pigeon Point Beach for a party Saturday, which ended with gunshots, bottle throwing, and robbery at the Half Moon Bay McDonald's restaurant. Police said it was the third year in a row that students belonging to the Black fraternity had converged on the coastside for a summer party. And Half Moon Bay couple wins big in Reno. Ray and Kathy Martini land a $40,000 purse. After seeking a rendezvous for years with Lady Luck, Ray Martini finally met her at John Esquagas Nugget Casino. He was playing in a slot tournament when he caught the last wild seven for the $40,000 jackpot. And now for a little history in the making. From my restaurant, Cameron's Pub, I'm still amazed at the unplanned gatherings that many times overlap at the pub. Here's an example of a spontaneous parking lot spectacle that happened recently on a Saturday. Our regulars on their horses showed up and used our handy hitching post that we installed. A bike club converged at the same time, so we had horses and motorcycles. But that's not all. The Mini Cooper Club showed up all at the same time with their minis. Parking lot became one big photo op. It gets better, and soon customers were leaving their tables to come outside and see the fun. The horses danced and gave us an incredible show. And then the bikers applauded. And then they took their center stage driving their bikes in fancy circles while the horse riders looked on, and then they applauded. It was quite an impromptu show for all of us. So keep calm and spectacle on. We hope to see you soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1992. Bosnia declares independence following the dissolution of Yugoslavia. This starts a war between Muslims, Serbs, and Croats, prompting UN intervention. A 6.8 earthquake in Turkey kills over 500 people. TWA declares bankruptcy. Euro Disney opens in France. The first McDonald's opens in Beijing, China, and Iraq continues to hamper the efforts of the UN weapons inspectors. In technology, the first nicotine patch is introduced to help stop smoking, and DNA fingerprinting is invented. The largest mall in America is constructed in Minnesota, spanning 78 acres. What does it cost to live in 1992? With the Dow Jones average at 3,301, and the average yearly income at $30,000 a year, a new house will cost you $122,500. A pound of bacon, $1.92, and a new car, $16,950. Gas to run it is $1.05 a gallon. In technology, Microsoft releases Windows 3.1. In technology, Microsoft releases 3.1 and Microsoft Works. And Space Shuttle Endeavor has successfully made a voyage. Popular films include Aladdin, Batman Returns, The Bodyguard, and Basic Instinct. On the small screen, popular TV shows include Law & Order, Home Improvement, L.A. Law, and Star Trek, The Next Generation. In popular music, a crossover hit is when a record is popular on one music category and popular on a totally different one. Such is the case with this country hit that also was number two on the AC charts. Here's Restless Heart with When She Cries.
All the fear she feels.
This Cuban-American singer-songwriter has sold over 15 million records worldwide. Here's John Sadaka with Just Another Day. Join us again next week for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Until then, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Guess who? Jason Peters of Phil's Tire Pros.
And Angela Peters. This is the season of giving, so why not give a gift to the one who faithfully takes you wherever you want to go? Your car, of course.
So right, Angela. Before you hit the road for all that holiday driving, make sure your car is in good condition. Perhaps you need an oil change, wiper blades, or even tires. You know December can be a rainy month.
And we have great discount coupons available by visiting our website, PhilsTirePros.com. Saving money is so much fun.
Phil's Tire Pros is located at 422 Parisma Street, downtown Half Moon Bay.
And from all of us at Phil's Tire Pros,
ho, 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 Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Phil's Tire Pros has you covered with the name brand tires you trust at the lowest prices guaranteed. Phil's Tire Pros. Installing peace of mind.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share a story by Eileen Mitchell about dog paintings. Not paintings of dogs, paintings by dogs. Shelter dogs paintings lead to Animal Paws for Love auction. These dog paintings won't ever hang in museums like the Louvre or the De Young, but to many, the works of art are far more meaningful than any Last Supper or Mona Lisa. Bear in mind, these aren't paintings of dogs, but by dogs. The animal artwork is the brainchild of Sonoma County artist Ellen Boone, who wanted to find a way to help support local shelters. I wanted to do more to help these animals who had no voice, caught in a desperate and often tragic situation through no fault of their own, Boone says. My own dogs were the inspiration for Paws for Love. When they ran all over a painting I was working on and ran through the house, colorful paw prints behind. I like to think they were simply showing me the way. And so, equipped with a big tarp and canvas, artist papers, and a little non-toxic poster paint, and lots of patience, Boone started painting with dogs that were up for adoption. In a quiet room at the shelter, first she would get to know each dog, whisper sweet nothings, give ear rubs, and slip a few treats to help the frightened dog relax. Then, when she felt the dog was comfortable, she dipped his paws or tail into the paint and gently coaxed the animal onto the tarp to play and create. Eventually, she amassed more than 35 paintings. In 2000, with the help from local donors and sponsors, Boone launched the first Paws for Love auction, sale, and exhibit featuring the canine art. To her surprise and delight, more than 400 people came, and every painting, ranging from $40 to $125, was snatched up within the first 45 minutes. The event was such a success, it became an annual event, and it raised more than $500,000 for shelter and rescue animals in the North Bay and beyond. In 2007, the Paws for Love Foundation was established as a nonprofit. While the fundraiser has evolved into an upscale soiree featuring live and silent auctions, award-winning wines, and celebrity donations, the art gallery remains the anticipated heart of the event. Each colorful painting mirrors the dog's personality, be it a bold abstract paw print, a curious nose smudge, or a sweeping smear of a happy tail. Sometimes Boone will add an object like a leaf or dog tag to enhance the painting. Some dogs need more encouragement, she says, but once they realize there was someone they can trust, they become playful. Some have issues with their paws being touched, others prefer you avoid their hind end, especially if they've been injured or abused. That's why it's important to get to know the dogs first, and let them lead the way. Of the 1,200 dogs Boone has worked with over the past 16 years, not one has ever resisted. It may take up to an hour, but I always get a painting, she says. She recalls one little spaniel that simply sat on the canvas. When she got up, it was a perfect heart shape. Each matted framed painting is titled and accompanied with the dog's photo and biography. A certificate of authenticity is affixed to the back. Prices are determined by size, which range from 5x7 to 11x14. A little red heart next to the title indicates that the painting is sold. and a green paw print means that the artist is still up for adoption. Boone says the most important thing she's learned from painting with shelter dogs is hope. After all these dogs have been through, the fact that they're willing to forgive humans in spite of what someone else has done to them is extraordinary, she says. They overcome their fear, their grief, and still come back to us looking for love. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khnbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Hello and happy holidays from Frank Vento, your hometown realtor. Let's take a minute and slow down during this busy holiday season and reflect upon that you have a place to call home. Your home is where you celebrate holidays with friends and families. Home is where you make wonderful memories that last a lifetime. As your hometown realtor, I want to say happy holidays and thank you for choosing to have me help you find your ideal home for you and your family. Please give me a jingle at 650-888-9900. That's 650-888-9900. Or find me online at frankvento.com. That's Frank, V-E-N-T-O.com.
BRE license number 01321362.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Today's guest host is Dr. David Antion. His health comments right after this brief message.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Now here's something most people don't know. This comes from the National Library of Medicine. Life expectancy in the United States is lower than many countries and has been for an extended period of time. In 2016, the United States ranked 34th among all countries on life expectancy. In 2016, we were 40th on the list of what is called healthy life expectancies, that is, years without diseases or disabilities. In all the nations of the world, our life expectancy has gone down. Listen to this. Life expectancy ranks below that of nearly every other high-income country and below that of many middle-income countries. This is from the World Health Organization. The underperformance compared with other peer countries is a growing cause of concern and has motivated efforts to understand what's happening and what's contributing to it. Now, here's the real issue. In 1980, the United States and comparable countries had similar life expectancies and health spending. but the trends have changed rather dramatically. The United States life expectancy in 2022 was 77 and a half years. We spend more than any country in the world, and twice as much, more than twice as much, as the country whose people live the longest. That's Japan. We spend more than the Netherlands, Canada, Germany, United Kingdom, that's England, France. France only spends $6,630 per capita. We spend $12,555 per man, woman, and child in our healthcare system. And compared to Japan, only spends $5,251, and their life expectancy, on the average, you know, life expectancy, 84 years. Japan has the longest life expectancy of modern countries, of modern high-income countries, industrial countries. Japan has the highest life expectancy, with the United States the lowest life expectancy. Yet we spend more money on health care than anybody else. This is just a tragedy. Really, it is. And why? What are we doing? Are we going the wrong direction? Are we filling our people up with too many drugs that are not good for them? I have a book on my shelf called Are Your Medications Killing You? Most of your good immune power comes from your gut. And when you eat healthful, natural, and hopefully organic foods, your gut bacteria grows on that better and strengthens your gut with good, healthful things. You want to get back to the things that are right and good. Okay, that's enough of my soap opera for today, but I hope that you will take care of your health. You're the only one that can do the best job and take care of your health, and I hope you will.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM. On the
Carousel! On the Carousel! Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's. Good food and good times for the entire family.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the big national bands who visit here to play live on the coast. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Carousel comes from Cameron's Pub and Restaurant each week, the only true British pub on the coast, and voted one of the top eight pubs in all of California. Week number two of a special edition of Coastside Carousel this holiday season. If you recall, I asked our local artists who've been featured on Carousel in the past year if they had a holiday song to share with us, and I've got some wonderful songs for you again today. Let's start with multi-instrumentalist Ron Wilson, an artist from Santa Cruz who plays at Barterra Winery with his frequent collaborator Rick Zeke. This is from Ron's CD called An Altered Christmas, and it features angelic harmonies of Patty Maxine, and they play together frequently as Jazz the Dog. Here's Silent Night, and happy holidays from all of us at KHMB Radio.
Round yon virgin mother and child. Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
100.9 KHMB.
It's the KHMB Holiday Special on Coastside Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Pub and Restaurant. I'm Mike Dale, and we're featuring our brilliant local artists on the Coastside and Peninsula who've recorded holiday songs over the years. There's John Wittenberg and Miikala McClellan, easy for me to say, an amazing Hawaiian slack key musician. And there was the track Dona Nobis Pacem, which is Latin for Grant Us Peace. John is scientist by day and amazing multi-instrumentalist by night. Catch John doing his annual Chet Atkins-inspired Christmas show at the San Gregorio General Store on Friday, December 20th, 5 to 7. Up next is Kimberly Gold, a talented singer-songwriter out of San Francisco. I'll book her in 2025 for Coastside Carousel. She recorded a special live holiday jam on Facebook back in 2020. This is an old Carpenters original called Merry Christmas, Darling, on KHMB's Coastside Carousel, the holiday version.
Greeting cards have been sent. Christmas rush is through, but I still have one wish to make, a special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true, but I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful. There's always something new.
Thank you.
It's the KHMB Holiday Special on Coastside Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Pub and Restaurant. I'm Mike Dale, and we're featuring our brilliant local artists on the Coastside and Peninsula who recorded holiday songs over the years. There was instrumental guitarist Doug Young with God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Doug is another San Francisco musician who is good friends with Taya Gerken and Mark Kostrava here on the Coastside. They all hail from that style of guitar of Leo Kottke, just beautiful finger-picking style guitar. Thanks to all our local musicians who gave me the songs you've heard over the last few weeks. That's it for this holiday version of Coastside Carousel. I want to wish you and yours a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and great good tidings with your family. Remember to always support our local musicians and the venues at which they play, and get ready for a great 2025 right here on Coastside Carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the radio magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. How should we respond if confronted with frustration and conflict? The proper response was given over 200 years ago in a lengthy speech when Benjamin Franklin told the delegates at the Constitutional Convention, in this situation of this assembly, groping as it were in the dark to find political truth, how has it happened, sir, that we have not hitherto once thought of humbly applying to the Father of Lights to illuminate our understanding? Have we now forgotten that powerful friend? Or do we imagine we no longer need his assistance? God governs in the affairs of men. I therefore move that henceforth prayers imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessings on our deliberations be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business. Benjamin Franklin knew that prayer was the proper response.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.